in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. It's great to be back behind my trusty Voice of America microphone after 2 weeks away from the show. Thanks to Muckbill Yabberow for hosting the program during my absence. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum, who clocked a world record of 2 hours and 35 seconds Sunday to win the Chicago Marathon.
I feel so happy. A world record was not in my mind today, but it has come definitely. But I knew one day, one time, I'll be a world record holder.
The 23-year-old Kiptum broke the world record of 2 hours, 1 minute, and 9 seconds set by fellow Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge in the 2022 Berlin Marathon. After crossing the finish line in Chicago, Kiptum was embraced by race director Kerry Pinkowski. A fan then gave Kiptum a Kenya flag, and he waved it proudly. Kelvin Kiptum finished almost 3.5 minutes ahead of another Kenyan, Benson Kipruto, and Bashir Abdi of Belgium was third. Now, Kelvin Kiptum has run only 3 marathons in his young career, but he's already posted 3 of the 6 fastest times in history. Kiptum won his marathon debut in December 2022 in Valencia, Spain, where he had a time of 2 hours, 1 minute, and 53 seconds. And then Kiptum won the London Marathon in April in 2 hours, 1 minute, and 25 seconds. He's now the first runner ever to go below 2 hours and 1 minute in the marathon. In the women's race in Chicago, Dutch runner Sifan Hassan ran the second fastest time in history, winning in 2 hours, 13 minutes, and 44 seconds. The only woman who has run faster is Ethiopia's Tigist Assefa, who won the Berlin Marathon last month in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 53 seconds. At the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, Sifan Hassan won gold medals at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters. She made her marathon debut earlier this year in London, where she won in a time of 2 hours, 18 minutes, and 33 seconds. Time now for some European club football news. And joining us once again is my friend Prince Nesta. Prince, I see where Egyptian star Mohamed Salah was once again on target for Liverpool.
That's right, Sonny. He actually scored a brace to help his team record a 2-2 draw against Brighton in a match that was played at the Amex Stadium. The Seagulls' goals were scored by Ivorian winger Simon Adingra and Louis Deng. The Reds are now 4th with 17 points, a point more than their 6th-place rivals Brighton. He is Liverpool manager Jürgen Klopp sharing his thoughts on the match.
I think it's a right result, to be honest. But of course, after giving the 1-0 pretty much away, with all the quality Brighton has, with all the good things they do, they didn't create a lot in the first half. The goal we scored, with the goal we conceded, yeah, we served on the plate pretty much. We found better in the game, obviously, scored our 2 goals. Second half, should have scored maybe the 3rd one. I think the 2 massive chances. But then we lost too many 1-1 situations, whichever structure you choose. If you lose them, Mitoma going everywhere. So like that, when we gave all these kind of set pieces away, that keeps the game really open.
That's Liverpool head coach Jürgen Klopp speaking after his team's draw against Brighton in the Premier League.
Prince, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mukbil Yabaro's favorite Premier League team, the Gunners of Arsenal. How about those Gunners, Prince, securing a precious win against defending champion Manchester City?
Oh, that was such a sweet victory for Arsenal, thanks to Gabriel Martinelli's dramatic late winner, which ensured Arsenal and a Hartford 1-0 win against Manchester City. And this win sparked jubilant celebrations at the Emirates Stadium. The Gunners are now second in the table with 20 points, two ahead of the Citizens, who lie third with 18 points. Here is Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta on his team's performance.
A great feeling, obviously. You could sense, you know, it's been so many years without beating them, and today we have beat, in my opinion, without a question, I doubt, the best team in the world, and we've done it in a great way, you know, because there were moments that we have to suffer. But as well, we have moments where we show real determination and desire to and belief to beat them. So really happy.
City boss Pep Guardiola also expressed thoughts on his team's performance.
Congratulations, Arsenal, for the victory. Tight game. We start really well the first minute. They start really well in the beginning, the second half with Martinelli. They increased the rhythm. The other was tight, and we didn't create much. And we defend really well, both teams. And at the end, when the deflection light was false, we lost again.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola speaking after his team's loss against Arsenal in the Premier League. Chelsea also managed to secure their second consecutive Premier League victory this season after seeing off Burnley 4-1 at Turf Moor. Wilson Odobat, Raheem Sterling, Cole Palmer and Nicholas Jackson all netted for the Blues, while an own goal from Amin Aldakil enabled the Claret secure a consolation goal. Here's Chelsea's Argentine boss Mauricio Pochettino.
So happy for the team. I think the team was good. The performance was fantastic. I think they deserve the whole credit. So happy for them, and go to the international break with a different feeling than the last month.
That's Chelsea head coach Mauricio Pochettino speaking after his team's win against Burnley in the Premier League.
Prince, with that win over Burnley, Chelsea now has 11 points from 8 matches, good enough for 11th place on the Premier League table. 1 point ahead of Chelsea is Manchester United, right smack in the middle of the table. Prince, it looks like Man U found a savior in Scott McTominay.
For sure, Sonny. The 26-year-old Scottish footballer came on as a substitute in the 87th minute with the Red Devils 1-0 down, and quite decisively scored in the 93rd and 97th minute to seal a 2-1 win over Brentford, sending the Old Trafford faithful into a frenzy.
Prince, let's move to France now. Kind of a frustrating weekend for Paris Saint-Germain star Kylian Mbappe.
Yes, Sonny, although he played a pivotal role in ensuring the Parisians secured a 3-1 win over Rennes, thanks to goals from Vitinha, Moroccan defender Achraf Hakimi, and French footballer of Congolese descent Randall Colomouani, it was still a disappointing night for the French super striker, who threw away several chances to add to his goal tally of 7 for the season. The Parisians, however, third in the table with the scoreline only helping them to move to within 2 points of leaders Monaco. Elsewhere, Gabon talisman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, Aruna Sangante and Ismail Assar both recorded their names on the score sheet as Marseille secured a 3-0 home win against 10-man Le Havre. Lyon also managed a 3-all draw against Lorient. In the Spanish La Liga, a brace from England sensation Jude Bellingham and goal from Vinicius Junior and Joselu ensured Real Madrid cruised to a 4-0 win against Osasuna. The win was also the Los Blancos' 10th win of the season and will go into the international break as the top-ranked team in La Liga. Third-place Barcelona also secured a 2-all draw against Granada.
Prince, let's turn our attention now to Major League Soccer, and let's go to the southern U.S. state of Florida, where superstar Messi and Inter Miami see their playoff dreams dashed after suffering a home defeat against Cincinnati FC.
That's right, Sonny. It was quite a surprising result, actually, since the match also saw the return of Lionel Messi, who was back in action after missing 5 of their past 6 games with a hamstring injury. They still went down by a 2-0 against Cincinnati, with the 7-time Ballon d'Or winner only playing 35 minutes off the bench. His only meaningful contribution came when he sailed 2 free kicks over Cincinnati goalkeeper Roman Celentano's crossbar. Sadly, Sonny, the result now means that the Argentine legend and his team will not be taking part in this year's MLS playoffs. He will instead depart for the World Cup qualifying duty with his national team, which is set to face Paraguay at home on Thursday before traveling to Peru on the 17th of October. Reporting for the Sonny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks, Prince. For the past 30 years, Macedonia-born coach Sasho Kurovski has instilled his passion for excellence into the University of Maryland's men's soccer program. The result is success on and off the pitch. VOA's Jane Bojadevsky reports.
Since his arrival in College Park in 1993, Sasho Kurovski has transformed the University of Maryland into a national soccer powerhouse. It all started from a small village in North Macedonia near city of Tetovo.
So this is my mother, Lubica, and my father, Trope, took the picture. My brother, Vanjo, that's myself, and my sister, Diana. And we're all still very close.
He emigrated from Macedonia at the age of 8 and grew up in Ontario, Canada. He accepted a scholarship from the University of Wisconsin to study and play soccer. It changed his life.
When my career as a player ended early because there was no place to play professional soccer when I left college, the North American Soccer League folded. I quickly immersed myself in developing my skill set. So I have a master's degree in business. I took all of the coaching licenses I could, and I became a top young coach.
Push up and in! And at the top is where he has remained.
In 30 years, we've been almost 9 times to the Final Four, which is the semifinal and finals weekend. We've won 3 national championships. That's the most of anybody during the time I've coached in college. So I think we're doing a pretty good job, but the standard is very, very high.
Just kicked it on the bounce, it's a throw-in. There's nothing there. His life is soccer. On the weekends, Kurovski is watching highlights of major soccer league teams around the world, and he says he has high hopes for the major league soccer in the U.S.
The fact that, you know, we've been able to attract players like Beckham and Zlatan and now obviously Wayne Rooney and now Messi coming over here, 6 months after he wins a World Cup, he's playing in the U.S. That's a statement of intent that not only is this a great country to live in, but the quality of soccer or football is improving, and it's very, very high.
In 3 decades, Kurovski has built a sterling reputation in soccer, but it's not all work for the coach. At the end of the match, an inevitable part is a delicious ice cream made in his honor. Jane Bojadevsky, VOA News, Washington.
Thanks, Jane. Athletes from 20 countries took the field in Malaysia for the 4th World Deaf Football Championships, which ended Sunday in Kuala Lumpur. Ukraine won the men's title, and the United States won the women's crown. As Dave Grunebaum reports, the athletes are succeeding on and off the field.
This team is signing in French, but you do not need to understand the language to pick up a general message of teamwork, hard work, and heart. At the World Deaf Football Championships, the teams have several ways to communicate.
Okay, let's go out there. Let's take it to them.
And they play as hard as anyone. The French men's goalkeeper, Mathias Leroy, says the athletes in this competition help change perceptions.
It's really important. It's a source of pride to be able to show the world that I can play despite my hearing disability, to be able to show that we play beautiful football games like people who are not deaf and professionals alike.
I think the special connection we see among the athletes is the drive or the hunger to make a difference.
For all the attention they receive on the field, many of these athletes have accomplished much off it, too. Number 5, Gracie Fitzgerald from the United States, is studying for a master's degree in environmental engineering. Her teammate, Kate Ward, played collegiate soccer and is now a university coach.
You know, people think because we can't hear, we can't do everything else. But the reality is the only thing that we can't do is hear. And we can be just as intelligent, hardworking, successful as anyone else in the world. Sometimes we might need accommodations or we might have to do it a little bit differently.
Ward's mother, Joan, says Kate learned about potential opportunities when she joined the Deaf National Team about 14 years ago.
And she learned she could do anything she wanted to do. There were teachers, there were lawyers, there were businessmen. I mean, there was just, she just learned that there was such a future.
Casey King is a nurse in the U.S. state of Ohio. King says she hopes her team can inspire people to overcome whatever challenges they face.
And we all experience adversity in some point in our lives. The thing you have to do is just keep going. Sometimes you have to work twice as hard as others, but don't give up, persevere, and you'll meet that goal, whatever it is.
The team say their determination and their accomplishments should not surprise you, because the only thing they cannot do is hear. Dave Grunebaum, VOA News, Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Côte d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The Women's National Basketball Association Finals tipped off Sunday in Las Vegas, Nevada. In Game 1 of the Best of 5 Championship Series, the reigning title holder, Las Vegas Aces, defeated the New York Liberty 99-82. Now, you might say the Las Vegas backcourt came up aces in the opening game. Guards Kelsey Plum and Jackie Young each scored 26 points for Las Vegas. Brianna Stewart, the 2023 WNBA Most Valuable Player, led the Liberty with 21 points. The 2023 WNBA Finals is being billed as a star-studded competition, and there were also a few stars courtside in Las Vegas to watch the action. Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James was at the game, and so was former National Football League star Tom Brady. Brady recently bought an ownership stake in the Las Vegas Aces. Game 2 in the WNBA Finals will be Wednesday night in Las Vegas. Getting back to Game 1, 2022 WNBA MVP Aja Wilson of Las Vegas tallied 19 points and grabbed 8 rebounds. She and Brianna Stewart have been described as the two best players in women's basketball today. They helped Team USA win the gold medal at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. And I know Aja Wilson and Brianna Stewart and the American women will be gold medal favorites at next year's Paris Olympics. Team USA has already qualified for the Olympic women's basketball tournament in France. Nigeria is hoping to join the USA at a qualifying competition in February 2024. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Nigeria's assistant coach, Samson Sotominu, said he's optimistic the team can book a ticket to Paris.
We are in the same group with the U.S., Belgium, and Senegal, and which I know it's one of the toughest group in the qualifier, Olympics qualifier. So I believe Nigeria is going to qualify because we are the African champion. And we are not looking at on playing Senegal alone. We are looking at maybe playing Belgium. I don't really know much about Belgium national team, but I know we're going to give them a very good fight. American team too, which I know most of our players play in America, you know. Most of them play in college. Most of them play in the D1 there. But, you know, so we're going to give them a very good fight too, which I believe Nigerians too have an experienced player, young girls. We're going to make the country proud and we're going to qualify to the Olympics. I believe that.
The Nigerian team, also known as the Tigress, is said to be in a tough group or group of death. What's your take on this?
Yeah, this is a very tight group. It's a very tight group, which we have US, Belgium, and Senegal. So, which I know the US team have already qualified, and the Belgian team have already qualified, and we just have just one slot in that group. There is Nigeria and Senegal, which I know Nigeria is going to take that ticket, which even playing Belgium, which I know we're going to give Belgium a very, very good fight, but even the United States, we're going to give them a very good fight. We are the champion of Africa, and we know how to deal with the Senegal, which I know that, so we're going to take the day, and we have a very good experienced players, which most of them play outside the country. Most of them play in the United States of America, and most of them play in Europe too. So we don't have any choice not to qualify at all. We are good to go. We're going to qualify.
Coach, do you think the Nigerian team that won the FIBA Afro Basketball Tournament will be reinforced with new players for the FIBA Women's Olympic qualifiers?
I believe we have to strengthen the team. We still have the head coach, and she's in the U.S. right now. And, you know, it happened to be we're going to play against the U.S., Belgium, and she's in the U.S. right now. And she knows the strengths of the U.S. player, and she knows the strengths of what we have that we used to play the last tournament in Kigali. So she knows what to do. She has everything on her. And, you know, the last time we spoke and I tried to let her understand, it's different playing an African side and going to play in Europe, and it's a two different team. So I believe she's going to strengthen the team. I believe that. And we have a very strong team.
That's Samson Sotominu, an assistant coach with Nigeria's national women's basketball team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria. Another Samson Omale, joins us now with more African basketball news.
The qualifying campaign for the fourth edition of the Basketball African League took place across various venues, with the first round of the Road to Bal campaign concluding in early November with the Elite 16. In Group B, host Forces Armies at Police FAP of Cameroon won their first game of the Road to Bal after trouncing Lamaniti 61-12 on Sunday in Yaoundé. It was an uncharacteristic event as the Chadian champions, who trailed 33-3 at the end of the opening quarter, refused to resume the game after halftime, forcing the officiating team to conclude the game. No official explanation was given as to what's going to happen next to the Chadian champions. Elsewhere, Cospin of Madagascar qualified for the Elite 16 of the Road to Bal 2024 by seeing off Bovalon Heat of Seychelles 76-57 in a one-sided game on Sunday. Kospin of Madagascar will fly to Johannesburg later this month and a bid to reach the Bal final round. In cricket news, history was made at the ICC World Cup taking place in India as Aidan Makram hits the fastest World Cup century in ICC World Cup history in the 102-run victory over Sri Lanka in Delhi. South Africa sent in to bat after losing the toss pulverized the Sri Lankan attack to record the highest total in World Cup history of 428 for 5 in their 50 overs. Makram, in his post-match interview, said he was excited to make a history without really planning for it.
It worked luckily tonight. Balls hit gaps. I mean, they don't always hit gaps and could be a different story, but thankful it worked out that way. And again, it was a really good pitch, so that definitely assisted.
In tennis news, world number 7 Tunisian Ons Jabeur has been exempted from the first round of the WTA 500 tournament's Zhengzhou Open in China. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
Around the clock, the Voice of America keeps you in touch with the latest news.
Tune in at the top of every hour, every day of the week.
For the 5-minute VOA newscast.
We bring you reports from our correspondents and interviews with newsmakers from around the globe.
Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The AP's Tom Merriam wraps up Monday's show with a package of Major League Baseball and National Football League news.
The 49ers and Eagles entered Sunday as the NFL's only two unbeaten teams, and they ended Sunday still undefeated. The Niners routed the Cowboys 42-10 as Brock Purdy threw 4 touchdown passes, 3 to George Kittle. The Eagles downed the Rams 23-14 as Jalen Hurts passed for 1 touchdown and ran for another.
I think everybody generally, you know, took advantage of opportunities when their number was called.
No Taylor Swift and almost no Travis Kelce at the Chiefs' 27-20 victory in Minnesota. Kelce injured his ankle but came back to catch one of Patrick Mahomes' 2 touchdown passes.
If Travis is out of the game, it hurts, but I knew he was trying to get back in, and I feel like Travis has the same mindset as I do. You give him the window of, like, he can get back in the game, he's going to be back in the game.
The Chiefs topped the AFC at 4-1 along with the Dolphins, who ran past the Giants despite 2 two-way interceptions.
Turnovers happen regardless of what the game is, and I don't think any of the guys blinked.
The Saints handed Bill Belichick his worst home loss as Patriots coach 34-0. Other Sunday winners, the Falcons, Jaguars, Colts, Bengals, Jets, Lions, and the Steelers, who edged the Ravens on Kenny Pickett's late TD pass.
It's unreal to win like that at home, you know, in front of our fans. Obviously, it was, you know, up and down early, but, you know, we hung in there, we stuck with it, found a way to win.
Baseball, the Rangers are 1 win away from the ALCS after pounding the Orioles 11-8 in Game 2. DH Mitch Garver drove in 5 runs, including a third-inning grand slam.
These playoff games, I mean, it's one swing can change it. And I got into a situation there in a hitter's count where I was looking for the fastball, and I was able to get it.
The other ALDS is now tied at a game apiece as the Twins top the Astros 6-2. 3 RBIs for Carlos Correa.
Coming to tonight, we had to win this game to go out there and have a chance to win the series at Target Field.
College football. Georgia remains atop the AP's weekly poll, with Michigan staying in the second spot, followed by arch rival Ohio State, which replaced Texas, which slipped to number 9 after losing Saturday to Oklahoma, which jumped up to 5. Tom Merriam.
And that wraps up the October 9th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the sunny side of sports.